Theory of mind is a term that's used to describe the skill that we all have, which is the ability to know, put ourselves in the place of somebody else and know what they might be thinking or what they might be feeling. And so if I look at you and you're watching a football game or something similar and I see you getting up and shouting, yeah, 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 I know that what's happening is that your team must be doing either pretty well. And if you're sitting there looking pretty glum and unhappy, I feel to myself, hey, he's sad and he's watching the game, therefore his team must not be doing very well, he's feeling a little bit sad. So theory of mind describes the ability to put yourself into somebody else's mind and think what they might be feeling or thinking. This is a skill, the theory of mind is a skill that most people acquire at around the age of 3 or 4. So if you try and test children when they're younger than 3 or 4, they don't seem to be able to figure out what other people are thinking. But once they grow up, they start developing this skill. And by the age of about 6, they're pretty good at knowing what other people are thinking. One of the problems in schizophrenia seems to be that patients with a certain form of schizophrenia, which we call negative symptoms, where people are withdrawn, they seem to have a great deal of difficulty in figuring out how other people are thinking. And that's thought to be one of the reasons why they're quite withdrawn, and that's responsible for some of their symptoms. One of the problems that you see in schizophrenia is that people have a lot of paranoid or persecutory ideas where they feel people are following them or people want to harm them in some way. And this may be an example where this theory of mind or mentalizing, being able to work out what somebody else is thinking, is going into overdrive. So even though people may not be looking at you or thinking about you or even directing their comments at you, what you feel is as if they are directing your comments at you, and it feels like everything is kind of connected to your own thinking. And that seems to be an example of where this theory of mind thing is going badly wrong.